This is Mary Ingleby interviewing Claude Baldacchino on the 12th of July 2013. So, Claude, perhaps we could begin by you introducing yourself, telling me a little bit about your parents, where they came from.
Well, my father was a Gibraltarian, originally from his grandfather. They came from Malta to Gibraltar. They were mainly shipwrights. My father was a shipwright as well, when they were mending the docks and this and the other in Gibraltar. So he is a Gibraltarian, born here. Then he met my mother. My mother was Spanish. I never asked my father where he met her. He must have met her somewhere in La Linea. They originally came from Malaga, my mother, that I know, from Malaga. But there must have been, I don't know, I never got into that to tell them where you met mother, this and the other. And they got married. I was born, my sister was born.
So what year were you born in?
When
were you born? What's your date?
I was born on the 21st of February 1931.
So you were very young when the war started, really. You know, you were 8, 9. Yeah.
I was just 8 and a half or so.
Yes. And where were you in the family? So your sister was first and then you, is that right?
Or my sister what?
Who was the oldest in the family?
I am the oldest.
You're the oldest.
I was. When the war started, I must have been just 8 and a half, 9. My sister is 6 years younger than me. She was 3 years old.
So, did your parents tell you anything about the evacuation? Did they talk about it to you?
No. Well, they did talk, and people used to talk, and we knew that we weren't to be evacuated. Nobody knew where, but we thought we were. I was under the impression, I was a young kid, this and that, and my mother, because we were never told where we were going. But everybody thought we were going to England, because others had been taken to England, and we got to know that. And we didn't go to England. Nobody knew where we were going.
This is a bit I can't understand about the story. I mean, so was it quite random where people went? I mean, who decided where? Because it was England and Madeira, wasn't it? And
the British government must have decided, because before going to, for example, to Jamaica, England, and all these places that we went, we were evacuated to Morocco. First of all, we were taken to Morocco. Again, we didn't know where we were going. We ended up in Morocco. And then something happened that they didn't trust where we were because of the Germans, whatever it may be. And we were brought back to Gibraltar. And then when we were here, they started to evacuate people again. And everybody thought that they were going to England. My wife went to England. And so we thought that we were going to England. They put it on a ship. And this was a cargo ship. We were there at the very bottom. Quite a lot of families. They were all mainly women with their children. There was two or three or four men, but apparently because they were too old now, they were allowed to go. My father was not allowed to go. And there we went, and we were there on the ship.
How long did it take?
17 days. Because we were told, well, that's what people were talking there, here and there, you know, that because to avoid these German submarines and all these sort of things. And I remember, because sometimes used to go up the ladder and look, and I saw in front, well ahead, it was like a destroyer or perhaps a little bit smaller. That was the only escort that we had. And one particular morning, because I used to go up, my mother said, "No, you stay here, you cannot go up there." Anyway, I went up and the ship wasn't there anymore, the destroyer, nothing. There was no escort. I couldn't see anywhere. So I told my mother, "No, we must be arriving because the destroyer is not there anymore." And anyway, no, but they kept on going and kept on going and kept on going until we arrived in Jamaica. And everybody thought that we were in England. So I went up the ladder and I looked, and everybody that I saw there was coloured. I didn't know much. I knew people had told me before that there were coloured people living in England, this and the other. But there were too many coloured. I didn't see any white. And I went down. I said, "Mummy, I don't think we're in England." "Yeah, we're in England. Where are we going to be?" Well, nobody knew anything. Nobody. So I went up again. But I don't know. We may be in England, but wherever we are, it's all coloured people, what I see here. Anyway, we disembarked and we got into buses, and the driver was coloured. We still thought that we were in England. And I, particularly because I was one of the friends, I said to the driver, "What part of England are you taking? Where are we going then? You're not in England." "What do you mean you're not in England?" "No, you're in Jamaica." So I said to everybody in the bus, "We are in Jamaica." I didn't know at the beginning where was Jamaica. But anyway, there we were. We were in Jamaica. And then they took us to a camp that we found out later that it was called the Gibraltar Camp. I think that was the name. And then we were also told that there was another camp for the Maltese, which they never arrived. There were big huts, and the one further on was for the Maltese, exactly the same as ours, but apparently either the Maltese changed opinion, or they were taken somewhere else, or they never left Malta. I don't know. Anyway, we were there in Jamaica, place very far away, but hot, very hot. I remember that the grass used to grow up here. We used to like it because we used to play along the grass and nobody could see us, you know. Grass that way. I've never seen grass going all that. We saw, as a child, I mean, I saw a lot of scorpions, which I've read before, but I've never seen one. I saw a lot of them, scorpions, this and the other. But anyway, we were quite happy, but we didn't know where we were. We then knew that we were in Jamaica. I didn't know how far Jamaica was. I knew they were taking us 17 days to get there, but probably they were trying to avoid the submarines. And there we were, and we were placed in one of these huge, big huts. I don't know how many families could fit in there. And there were rooms. There was a big corridor, and there were a big room, more or less half of this, that was given to my mother, the other one, another family, another family, another family. And like that, there were quite a few huts. I can't remember how many, but there were quite a few huts. And then we went in Jamaica, a strange land. We never knew where we were. But then we found out that the coloured people that were there, they were not in England, they were in Jamaica anyway. And I don't remember very much. I remember we used to play there. The weather was completely different to what we are used here. I remember one thing that we used to enjoy very much is that sometimes when it rained, and there it rains practically every day during the summer, when it rains very hard, very hard. But we would play football here, and from there, that way, it wasn't raining. So we moved to there, and it was raining here like hell. I've never been in a place that we were only a couple of yards away, and raining and raining and raining. Anyway, and then when it started to rain there, we just moved here. It was, honestly, many a time, sometimes the whole place was raining at the same time, but on many occasions, half of it was raining and the other not. The other thing that we found, although I've heard of it, was the earthquakes. I've heard of it, I used to read about them, when it was small, this and the other, but I've never been there. And then all of a sudden, at the beginning, when we were playing football, the whole thing moved. So everybody were frightened. We didn't know what to do. And everybody ran to tell our mothers. I mean, my mother used to say, "Yeah, this is also moving," and this and the other. So, and then we got used to it. There were so many of them. Honestly, practically, I don't know, 200, two or three every week. Really, you see the whole thing moving. We went to school. There was a school there. There was a church and a big restaurant that they did for us to go and eat every day. And
can you remember what sort of food you had, what you ate?
We had a school, and I remember that the teachers, mainly, they were nuns. And they were nuns, American nuns. I don't know whether they brought it from America or they were already in Jamaica. That I don't know. But by the way they spoke, you know, it was, you could see the language, it was an American talking. But very nice teachers. And there we were. I mean, we were in classes with these nuns. They also took a few to help them of the Gibraltarian, who probably were there with 16, 17 years. And they were assistant to these nuns. And those were our teachers. They were very nice. There was a convent there. I remember because I was very friendly with the nuns. And sometimes they used to take us to the convent. And one particular thing I did find out one day, because these were the nuns that the cover completely. And I always wondered, have they got hair? They haven't got hair. And honestly, one particular day, one particular time that I was there, the nuns, we used to play cards and things like that. They used to take us there, mainly on weekends. And I was one of the group that used to go there very often because they were very nice people. And I remember that one particular nun, one in particular, was very pretty, but you could only see that. And all of a sudden, I saw, I don't know whether he knew that we were there or he didn't know, she came into that room. And she was a beautiful woman, long hair. I never thought it would, long hair. And I said, but that's her. Honestly, I was only a kid, but you could see it was so lovely, young nun. And he said, "Oh, sorry. I think they don't want to be seen or whatever." Apparently, so she went back, and then about 20 minutes later, she came, and you couldn't see her. But I was always thinking, do they have long hair? Do they don't have long hair? How do they live? And this and the other.
I remember that because I was at a convent, and I remember thinking exactly the same, and trying to, we were in a dormitory, and I remember the nun slept at the end, and I wanted to try and sneak in to see if I could see that. It's something, because you can't, it's forbidden, yeah. You know.
Another thing that I remember also, I did join the scouts there as well, but one thing that I remember was that they had a man employed, I think it was some sort of a security or something. This man, we were told, whether that was true or not, but I think it must have been true, that he was a heavyweight boxer champion from Cuba. Huge man, very fit. And they said he was a champion in Cuba or whatever. And they had him there, and he used to take us when we were going. On Saturday we're going to go to the river, whatever. The river must have been, I don't know, from here to Europa Point or more, further on. And he used to look after us. This man was employed because he was strong and this and the other to look after us. And I remember he used to speak Spanish, so Cuba. Speak Spanish, you know, and they said he was Cuban, and he was a very, very nice man, honestly. He used to play with us and this and the other, and we knew that we were in good, safe hands with him. And I used to go with him everywhere, particularly on weekends when they said, well, we're going to go to the river, we're going to go here, we're going to go there. We went climbing and we did a lot of things. And we had a good time with this man. It's a pity I haven't seen him since. But he was a lovely man, always laughing, you know, always laughing with us, playing jokes, this and the other, and huge. I remember he had a we got one day a big bar, iron bar or steel bar, and we had five in there and five in there, and just to lift them all, do that, you know, with ten of us on, and it was huge.
Must be like playing with a sort of action hero for a boy, you know.
And we I remember, I just didn't like that very much.
Did you how many Gibraltarians were sent to Jamaica roughly?
I don't know, but there was quite a few.
Quite a lot of huts in this camp.
Quite a lot of huts. I don't know if somebody got a photograph of that.
There is very big huts. Yeah.
And the other thing that we also, we were told, you see, they were all made of wood. And there were three places where it was had the cement and then wood on top. So they were considered to be harder building because they were built of cement. And that was the church, the restaurant, and there was another one, the church, the restaurant. There was another building, and they said if there is a very big hurricane or things like that, you got to go to the church, the other group used to go to the other one, and the other one. And I remember my place was the church. So in this particular day, we had a few, we were lucky because they say that we are blessed. So they say also with the Gibraltarian that went to England, they were blessed, because only two or three were killed, and this and the other. And they went in the middle of the bombs there. She was there, in London. But anyway, we were blessed, because he says, all the other hurricanes that go along Jamaica, you only seem to be getting the tail end, which is not very, very strong. Anyway, but if the hurricane or whatever happens to be strong, you feel something unsafe, you got to run to here, the other one. No. And in this particular time, it was a little bit stronger, although they said that we still had the tail end. So we all ran to the church. My mother, my sister, and myself, with a lot of other women. But I always want to see. So I closed the windows and everything, and I used to open the window and look. And I used to be told, no, why are you doing that? I'm looking. And I always admit, I could see the trees were bending. Honestly, bending. And all of a sudden, it happened with two. One of these huts, the roof was of wood as well. But I'm talking about something which is 50, 80 meters long. All of a sudden, the roof blew completely. The same as a piece of paper in the wind, and I could see the roof flying. Anyway, I told my mother, and everybody wanted to see. They go, oh, the hill, it must be terrific. And I remember one particular thing which I never forget. There was, well, trees everywhere, but on one particular tree, and I don't know why, there used to be, I was not sure whether it was a bull or a cow, but they always had a cow there, and it was with a chain attached to the tree. And the chain, it was here, and the chain, it was there. That's what I think, on the nose. I think they had it on the nose. Anyway, I used to see this cow or bull, I think it was a bull, practically every day, because as I was going to school, I used to pass very near. I did like to see it. And in this particular time that I was looking, that tree was blown. So it must have taken part of the nose as well. And I saw the poor bull jumping all over the place. That bull, I don't think there was a matador in the world who could play about with him. I remember that. So the wind was very strong. Very, very, very strong. You could even hear the river, the flow of the river, because it was raining at the same time as well. There must have been a hell of a current going, that even that the river was far away, you could listen. And the river was about that wide, for example, much wider. And on that particular day, we went 2 days later to the river, and it was about four times the size. going at a hell of a speed. That I also remember.
That's a fantastic story.